A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with him. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. I went to a celebration the other day of Women of Hope and afterwards went back to the house. And as people returned to the house, we were continually enlarging the circle, moving in another chair, moving someone around so everyone could fit. Today's readings strike me that they are an invitation to make space for the unexpected. In some ways, to the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus is the unexpected guest. His heart had been so enlarged by John the Baptist and his desire to bring all into God's heart, he was willing to be in situations that put him in what seemed to be scandalous to the scribes and Pharisees. After all, the tax collectors, known cheats, known people to work for Rome or Herod, but he was a repairer of the breach. If we are honest, we can sometimes be like the scribes and Pharisees, righteous and perhaps a little jealous. We can be the ones who feel we have a corner on the presence of God. Jesus should have been eating with me, not with them. But both readings today invite us to enlarge our heart to make space for the needs of others, to listen, to be repairers of the breach and restorers of ruined homesteads. Sometimes we're like the apostles or the disciples, and maybe we were a little uncomfortable at the actual event, but knew Jesus was there and allowed ourselves to be open to that presence of God. Sometimes it isn't hard for us. All we need to do is really listen. Give of ourselves in the presence. Not answer, not fix it, but listen. Maybe the readings today ask us to take a look at who irks us. Who are the people who are oppressed or we oppress, who we make false accusations or malicious speech about? Who are the people we feel need to be called to repentance? Those people who need to repent. Maybe the readings invite us to look into our own hearts and see how we are like them. What in us is being called to change, that we might open our hearts, come to the feast, and delight in the promise of the Lord?